Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NFL Week 11 episode of the Bacon Bets podcast. The road to 272 bets continues. Now, before I get into my recap from this past week, please donate to my Movember page. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm growing a disgusting mustache. We're almost at the halfway point of the month, so I still have another half a month to go. I'm doing this to raise money for men's health. You can find the link to my Movember donation page where you can make a donation in the description of this podcast, whether it's the audio version or the YouTube version, or you can head over to my Twitter at IanMacBets, IanMacBets, and I will be tweeting out the donation link there as well. Almost to the halfway point of my goal of raising $1,000 for men's health, so whether you can donate $5 or more than that, every little bit helps, and it's a great cause. So please donate to my Movember page to make me growing this disgusting mustache worth it. Also, subscribe to the YouTube page. If you're listening to the audio version of this, head over to the YouTube page and watch the video version of this podcast so you can see this disgusting mustache. So like the video, subscribe to the Bacon Bets podcast YouTube channel, and rate and review this podcast. All that good stuff helps us quite a bit. All right, it is time to talk about the road to 272 bets. Tough week this last week in terms of a couple just heartbreaking losses. We did finish 7-7 for a small loss. So 7-7 minus 0.4 units, which brings the season to date record to 77-71-2 for plus 2.22 units. So we're still sitting in the profit. It seems like I think 11-5 or 10-6 week one. I think 11-5 week one. And since then, it's been 8-8, 8-6, 6-8, 7-7, 8-8. It's just a lot of close to 500 weeks. I mean, that's better than having any really bad weeks, which we have managed to avoid. And we are still sitting at the profitable mark now, more than halfway into the NFL season. But this week was a tough one because we had three of the seven losses were by one single point. The Broncos and Bills on Monday night, that game just wrapped up about 30 minutes ago, had the over 46.5. If the Broncos kicker didn't miss the extra point on their last touchdown, it probably would have went in overtime. Or anyways, if the Bills still went down and scored a touchdown to tie it up, any score, a game-winning score would have hit the over instead. The extra point was missed. Broncos went down and did score a touchdown, which actually gave them the one-point lead. Broncos score a game-winning field goal. With the over at 46.5, it landed at 46 exactly. So that was 1 point loss. The Thursday night football game had minus 3.5. Bears won by 3. That was a 1 point loss. And I think the what was the other 1 point loss? Oh, the Packers lost by 4, had them at plus 3. So three of the seven losses were by a single point. Falcons was another bet that lost on the last second field goal. So a lot of coin flip games went against us, whereas all the wins were mostly easy. To be fair, I did win Lions minus 1.5 at a last second field goal. 49ers minus 3 was an easy one. The over between the Texans and the Bengals was an easy one. The Buccaneers minus 1.5 against the Titans was an easy one. Dallas to cover their huge spread against the Giants was an easy one. So we had all easy wins, and then all the coin flip games kind of went against us. Lions went our way on a coin flip game. Sure, if you want to count the Colts minus 1, went our way on a coin flip. And sure, I guess if you want to go the Raiders Sunday night, kind of, I mean, the Jets didn't catch a Hail Mary. So I guess if you count that, a coin flip, that went our way as well. But regardless, 7-7 on the week. I'll take it, I guess. But let's, I want to get that feeling of another 11-5 week, or like a big week like we had in week one. It's been too long since we had one of those. So let's try to do it in week 11. 14 games this week, four teams on bye. One of them, thankfully, are my Atlanta Falcons. I am numb to my Falcons at this point. I don't have any rants left in me. You lost to the 1-8 Cardinals, or whatever the record was. I think it was 1-8 on a last second field goal. I have nothing else to say about my Falcons. It is what it is. We suck. We're going to miss the playoffs. I placed a 5-unit bet on them to make the playoffs at the start of the season. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Of course, they're going to do what they always do and break my heart. Last week, in terms of my best bets, rough week, 1-4. I went with my 5 best bets, won the Bucks, but lost Ravens, Falcons, Saints, and Seahawks. Teaser of the week also lost. I teased the Ravens down to a pick'em. They lost to the Browns. That killed that leg of the teaser. The other leg of the teaser won. I forget what it was, but the Ravens blew that teaser. The survivor pick I gave out, I believe I gave out Bucks against Titans. That was a good survivor pick at the very least. I was very confident in that Bucks play and ended up being a relatively easy one. So 14 games, 14 bets. We are betting on all 272 NFL regular season games. I got nothing else to talk about. Let's get through it. Let's have a big week. It would be very nice. This is the NFL Week 11 episode of the Bacon Bets Podcast. The road to 272 bets continues.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws.
More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle.
All right, Thursday Night Football. I didn't mention at the start, though, but what a week for primetime football games this week. We got Ravens, Bengals, which is probably the best Thursday night game of the season. Vikings, Broncos, kind of a sneaky, interesting one on Sunday night. And then we have probably the game of the year, Super Bowl 57 rematch, Chiefs and Eagles on Monday Night Football. Can't wait for that game. So obviously we're going to start with Thursday Night Football here. I'm sick of losing Thursday Night Football games because heading in, having to wait 2 games or 2 days before the next slate of games, and you're like, oh, I'm already down 0-1 heading into Sunday. It's not good vibes. So let's see if we can win a Thursday night football game. I think I've lost 2 in a row. I'm going to go with the Ravens, -3.5, -110 against the Bengals. If you've been listening to this podcast all season, this pick probably does not surprise you. I'm still very high on the Ravens, even though they did lose to the Browns. They kind of lost to the Browns the same way that they lost a few games at the start of the year, where they're out-playing teams, but just ill-timed turnovers. Third down when they need to stop them, they let them convert. Third down where they need to get one on offense, they're not able to convert. Just one of those variance games where just the Ravens didn't have things go their way. And their defense, to be honest, probably had their worst game of the season playing against a bad Browns bad Browns offense. Weren't able to shut them down and let them stay on the field way too long. Time of possession was way in favor of the Browns. Even though the Ravens were kind of in control of the game the whole way up until I think they're up 14 in the fourth quarter. I actually wasn't even too upset that my bet lost because it's just one of those games, things didn't go their way. But they still okay in the Browns, 6.1 yards per play to 5.0 yards per play. So I'm not out on the Ravens just because of that one loss. Whereas the Bengals, still second last in the NFL in net yards per play, -1.2. They have some serious issues defensively. And they kind of showed there against that game against the Texans. Still not enough people are talking about how bad the Bengals defense is. All the conversation about the Bengals is around Joe Burrow. Fair enough. He has finally played well the past few weeks. But they're losing games because of their defense. And I think they're going to continue to lose games because of their defense. 18th in opponent EPA per play. 30th in opponent success rate. They're giving up 6.1 yards per play. That's the second most in the entire NFL, and they're giving up 5 yards a rush. They have not been able to stop the run this season. That is a death sentence against this Ravens team. So even if you want to consider that the Bengals offense is very good and elite, The Ravens offense is also very good and elite. So those two are kind of a wash if we're just looking at this in the most simple way possible. So then you look at the defenses. Which defense would you trust? A top three defense or a bottom three defense? Because that is what this matchup is. So I don't love laying 3.5 points against Joe Burrow just because he can probably score on any defense if he keeps playing as well as he has the past few weeks. But I think the defense is the difference maker in this game. So give me, I'm on a big tea kick lately. So I'm sipping tea throughout this. Give me the Ravens, -3.5, -110. Titans, Jaguars, we got an AFC South battle for the first game on center, or at least not the very first game because the Europe games are over. The first of the early afternoon games that we're looking at. And I will be taking the Titans +6.5. At -105. I've been talking about this Jaguars team lately. It is why I bet on the 49ers this past week to cover as 3-point favorites. They have a lot of issues. Specifically, their offense has been straight up bad this season. There was a while I was calling them the most fraudulent team in the NFL. They had a couple of decent performances, so I stopped saying that they were fraudulent, but they might be back on the fraudulent list this week, or they might not be, because I've actually seen other people call them fraudulent, which if everyone's calling them fraudulent, they are in fact in some ways not fraudulent. The Titans, not as good of a team as the 49ers, obviously, but I don't think the Jaguars are good enough to deserve of being 6.5-point favorites in this one. The Jaguars offense, 23rd in EPA per play, 20th in yards per play, 25th in third down conversion rate, 29th and red zone touchdown percentage. Those are bad numbers. Those are basically bottom 10 in the NFL in all of those offensive metrics, except for yards per play. They're just outside the bottom 10. And if you just look at overall net yards per play, these two teams are 22nd and 23rd. So I actually think these two teams analytically are actually very comparable. Now, obviously the Jaguars, I would say, are the more talented team. Their ceiling is way higher than the Titans' ceiling. But if I'm looking at a lot of numbers and I see the Jaguars listed right next to the Titans in the large majority of them. So because of that, I think 6.5 is too big of a spread here. I will take the points with Tennessee +6.5 on the road in Jacksonville. Packers. I guess I'll bet on them once again. I've been betting on the Packers a lot this season, even though I don't like them. I guess my evaluation of the Packers, I guess I value them higher than other bettors are and odds makers are. I will take them as 3-point home underdogs to the Chargers at even money. Chargers offense, obviously very good, but the Chargers offense is disgustingly bad. So I don't really want to lay a field goal or more on the Chargers unless they're playing a team like the Jets or a team like the Bears a few weeks ago. Because I actually don't think, as bad as the Packers' record has been, I actually don't think they're all that bad of a football team, specifically defensively. The only thing their defense has been doing is getting takeaways. They're like bottom three, I think, in takeaways per game. But they're sixth in the NFL in opponent yards per play. And they're allowing just 6.1 yards per throw as well. So their secondary has been good overall. Their defense has played well. If they could just get a few more takeaways, they'd be like an overall top eight defense. Right now, they might even be top 10. And the Chargers defense is terrible. 28th in opponent EPA per play, dead last in opponent yards per pass attempt. They give up 7.5 yards per throw. If there's any team Jordan Love can look half decent against, it's going to be this Chargers team. I actually thought they outplayed the Steelers, but they're going up against the unbeatable Mike Tomlin voodoo. I'll talk about the Steelers here in a little bit. Steelers, once again, they've been outgained in every single one of their games this season, yet they're 6-3. It's flabbergasting. So I'll take the 3 points with the Packers at home. LA going to Green Bay, and their defense is atrocious. I know how good Justin Herbert is, obviously. I mean, we saw that against the Lions this past week, but what else do we see? The Chargers defense look completely abysmal. So I will take the 3 points of the Packers and hope for a bit of a close one there in Lambeau. Plug your nose for this one, my friends. It is the Giants against the Commanders. What a disgusting game that we're gonna have to watch on Sunday, and I'm gonna take the 10 points with the Giants. This is not gonna be a fun bet to place. This is not gonna be a fun bet to watch. This is not gonna be a fun bet to cheer for. This is not gonna be a fun bet to possibly lose. I don't know who's, is it Tommy DeVito back at quarterback again this year or this week? I mean, obviously Daniel Jones is out. It's not gonna be him. I should have looked this up before I placed the bet, but really, whoever is playing quarterback for them doesn't really matter. Let's see here. Giants starting QB. Is it going to be Matt Barkley? No, there's no report. I mean, it's Monday night. It's probably not going to be announced until tomorrow at the earliest, late in the week at the latest. I'm going to assume it's Tommy DeVito. I mean, if it's not him, isn't Matt Barkley the only other quarterback? Did they sign someone else that I'm not aware of? I hope. No. Tommy DeVito and Matt Barkley are their two options. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. They're probably both the same. But the reason why I bet back in the Giants plus 10 is because the Commanders, I know the Giants are terrible. I just bet on the Cowboys minus whatever it was, 16.5. They covered easily. But the Commanders are not good enough to be 10-point favorites in an NFL game against any team in the NFL. Even the Giants, who with DeVito a quarterback might be the worst team I've seen in the past decade, I still have no interest in laying 10 points on the Washington Commanders. I just don't. They're 27th in the NFL in net yards per play, 20th in EPA per play, 31st in opponent EPA per play. Yes, they are better than the Giants. Are they 10 points better than the Giants? Absolutely not. I set this line at probably 7.5 for the Commanders, so with it all the way up available at 10. I'm not going to make it one of my best bets this week because I can't stomach making the Giants my best bet. But in theory, if I'm going by edge, this might be the biggest edge I think there is to be had. 2.5 points is a massive edge. I can't give Giants out as my best bet. But I don't think, like I said, I think this is not a bet on the Giants. This is a bet against the Commanders. I haven't seen enough from this team, especially defensively, now that they have Montez Sweat and Chase Young on other teams. I mean, maybe that's going to finally let the Giants protect their quarterback a little bit. It should. The Commanders have almost no pass rush now, so 10 points is a lot of points to lay on a bad team, which Washington is. So I'll take the Giants plus 10, and it's going to suck, and it's probably going to lose. Dolphins against the Raiders, another big spread here. There's a few big spreads this week, but this time I'm going to lay the points. I will take the Dolphins minus 11.5, minus 110 against the Raiders. Few hiccups against strong competition, but there's no doubt that this Dolphins team can roll over bad competition. They still lead the NFL in net yards per play at plus 2. They're coming off a bye week. They're averaging 7.1 yards per play offensively. I don't think the Raiders have the offense to be able to keep up with the Dolphins. The Raiders can hang with teams like they did this past week against the Jets or like they did against the Bears a couple weeks ago. They can hang in games where the other offense sucks and they can just win dirty because a lot of their offense is a lot of dump passes, a lot of short stuff. They're not an offense that's going to score a lot of points. And in order to hang with the Dolphins, they're going to have to score a lot of points and they just don't have the ability to do that, even though the Dolphins defense kind of stinks. Even against that stinky defense of the Dolphins, I still don't think the Raiders are going to have enough firepower to keep pace with Miami. So I know the vibes have been high in Vegas since they fired Josh McDaniels. Vibes can only take you so far. And now the Dolphins, especially coming off a bye week, I think are going to be firing on all cylinders and remind everyone just how good they are. So I'll take the Dolphins minus 11.5. Cover that big spread as a favorite against the Raiders. Cardinals and Texans. I don't believe in trap bets. I think trap bets don't exist. No sportsbook sets odds at a line to purposely try to make people bet one way or the other. I think usually what a trap line is you're evaluating a game potentially wrong, or at the very least, you're evaluating the game very differently from sharp bettors. And that might be what's happening here between the Cardinals and the Texans. So I'm not going to bet the opposite side in some kind of big brain move because I think it's a trap. But I think the Texans should be favored by like a touchdown in this game. So I'll take Texans minus 4.5, minus 105 against the Cardinals. I said it last week when I bet on the Falcons. I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. He actually looked a lot better last week against the Falcons than I thought. But once again, that was the Falcons, who have now lost three straight quarterbacks who are making their season debut. Will Levis, Jaren Hall, and then it ended up being Josh Dobbs. And then Kyler Murray. I guess Josh Dobbs was a season debut, but a debut with the Vikings. My point is, I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. I still think he was straight up playing bad last season. I think his injury that he suffered late in the season allowed people to forget just how bad he was the first 10 games of the season or however many games he played in. I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. He can scramble, but if you take away his scrambling ability, then he can't do much else. And I know the Texans' defense isn't strong, but the Cardinals' defense is one of the worst in the NFL. 29th. Excuse me, an opponent EPA per dropback, 31st, an opponent dropback success rate. If they're, I mean, CJ Stroud's got to be licking his lips looking at playing against this Cardinals defense. This Cardinals defense offers nothing for him, especially in the secondary. That's why that actually the Falcons couldn't get the job done against the Cardinals because they can't throw the ball. The Texans can throw the ball and throw the ball very well. Not only that, but I'm going to place a little bet on CJ Stroud MVP. I think now is the time to do it because if he torches this Cardinals secondary, then his odds are going to shorten quite a bit. And he has a favorable schedule down the stretch. Cardinals, Jaguars defense is going to be tough, but still he could do something against them. Broncos defense, we'll see. But Titans twice. I guess he does have the Browns and the Jets, so those are a couple good defense. And then he finished with the Colts. Regardless, I think CJ Stroud's around 20-1. I haven't placed a bet yet. Let me see CJ Stroud best MVP odds. Let's see what the best price is. Still around 20-1 there. Mind you, couldn't find a site that just has all his odds. Boop, 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 boop. Nope, not quick enough. At least 20-1. Tomorrow morning, I'll place the bet. I'll find the best odds I can. But 20-1 for sure. You can get CJ Stroud. I think it's a good bet. I obviously don't think he should be favored, but I think he does have value at 20-1. I think he picks apart this Cardinals defense. I think Kyler Murray has a bad start after last week's strong start. So I'll take Texans -4.5. I think the Texans should be like 6.5-point favorites. So I will take Houston in that one. One more game here before the break. I'm going to switch things up. The next one on my list was my huge upset pick of the week, but I'm going to tease that. Ooh, and give that one out my first pick after the break. So I'm going to switch things up. I'll go Steelers and... I think we're halfway through. Yeah, Steelers and Browns. Yeah, I'm going to go with Steelers. +4, -108. Don't tail this pick. Instead, take the Browns because I can't get the Steelers right. I think I've been on the wrong side of every single Steelers game this year. I bet against them. I bet against them. I bet against them. They get outplayed. But they win. I lose. And then I bet on them. And then they get their asses kicked. I guarantee that's what's going to happen. So I'm almost making this bet out of spite for the Steelers. I want them to lose because I hate them and they do not deserve to be 6-3. They're the biggest frauds in the NFL. So to spite them, I'm going to bet on them and now they're going to lose and not cover. They're going to lose by 5 points. So I'll take Steelers. And for real, though, I do kind of like them in this game because, I mean, the Browns, I think, are almost as fraudulent. Now, the Browns have a very elite defense, obviously, but their offense stinks. I saw a lot of people like praising Deshaun Watson, like, oh, we finally got old Deshaun Watson this past week against the Ravens. You guys watched a different game than I watched. He completed 58% of passes, 6.3 yards per throw, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. That's not a great performance. That's not vintage Deshaun Watson. That's like an average performance at best. So no, I don't think Deshaun Watson's back. Their offense sucks. 26th in EPA per play, 28th in success rate, 30th in yards per play. I have no interest in laying 4 points on a Browns team against Mike Tomlin's voodoo. I will take the Steelers to cover the spread at +4, -108. And like I said, because I'm on the Steelers now this is the week that they lose. And lose big. Or by 5 points. They either lose by 30 points or 5 points. But I'll take the Steelers +4, -108. All right, I'm on the biggest underdog I have bet this entire NFL season. I'm taking a shot at a huge, huge, huge underdog, and I will tell you who that underdog is in just a few moments. I'll be right back.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back. Time to give you my big underdog, my biggest underdog that I've bet on this entire NFL season. Moneyline underdog alert. Moneyline underdog alert. Give me the Chicago Bears +400 to upset the Detroit Lions. Outright as 10-point underdogs. I might be crazy. I probably am crazy. This is probably going to lose. The Lions are probably going to win by 20, but I'm taking a shot. There are some things here that I think are signs of a potential upset. Number one, the Lions defense has been a below average unit all year, and they've been trending in the wrong direction. They rank in the bottom half of the NFL in opponent EPA per play, opponent success rate, and opponent yards per play. We saw them get torched, even though they ended up winning. They got torched against the Chargers this past weekend. They were decent at the start of the year, but they're trending in the wrong direction, which should be worrisome for Lions fans. Number two, the Bears are actually trending in the right direction, specifically their defense. They were a complete dumpster fire at the start of the year, but they are quietly becoming an average team. It's as best as I can get them, give them. But really, it's probably like a below average team. But that's better than what they were at the start of the season. They're now 10th in the NFL in net yards per play over their last three games. And their defense has completely switched the flip. They've allowed 4.7 yards per play over the last three games. That's the seventh best mark in the NFL over each team's last three games. So their defense has been playing very well. I can't really compliment their offense, but their offense has some playmakers. They can certainly run the football very well, whereas the Lions' defense is turning in the wrong direction. Now, obviously, the Lions' offense is very good. The most likely outcome is the Lions' offense does enough to get the job done in this game. But I have not been taking a lot of shots at big underdogs this year. I've been afraid. I've been a coward when it comes to betting on big underdogs. Last week, I think my underdog was like a +110 on the Raiders, which did end up winning. But now is the time to hit a big underdog. My bread and butter a couple years ago when I won when I had a really good road to 272, I forget what, 18 units, 20 units, 30 units. I had a very good season, but my bread and butter that season was calling a few big upsets, and I've gotten away from that. Let's call a big one. Bears 4-1. Let's take a shot, baby. Now I'm also betting on another big underdog. This one's not one on the money line though. Certainly not brave enough to do that, but I'm going to take the Panthers to cover the 11-point spread. Ugliest bet of the week. Giants are pretty ugly. This one's even worse. But if there's ever been a buy low, sell high moment on two teams, it is the Cowboys and the Panthers. The Cowboys have looked dominant recent weeks. They actually lead the NFL in net yards per play over the last three games. And they've beat up on bad teams all season. They actually lead the NFL in average scoring margin, which I thought I had written down here. But I do not. They have an average scoring margin of +11.6, +16.7 over their last three games, but I don't care. Give me the Panthers +11 in this one. There are a couple of points here that make me want to go with the Panthers. Number one, Dallas has been significantly worse on the road this season compared to at home. Net yards per play of +1.8 at home and net yards per play of +0.1 on the road. So a difference of 1.7 net yards per play from home and away. Cowboys have also had some issues stopping the run. They rank 31st in opponent rush success rate. So I think if the Panthers are smart, they run the ball, they slow things down, they keep the Cowboys offense off the field, And also, the strength of the Panthers' defense is their ability to stop the pass. That was a big reason why they were able to actually upset the Texans a couple of weeks ago, which feels like it was a month ago. And it's very weird to think now, after the past couple of weeks, that the Panthers beat the Texans. But they did, and it's because they are actually able to slow down C.J. Stroud and that Texans offense. They're 12th in opponent yards per throw, 14th in opponent dropback EPA, and that's where the Cowboys get the majority of their yards. So I'm taking a risk. It's a buy low, sell high situation here. I'll take the Panthers plus 11, minus 110 at home to the Dallas Cowboys. Buccaneers, 49ers. I don't love this game. This spread's at 10.5 or 11, depending on where you look. I think that's the correct spread for this game, so I'm going to look to the total instead, which I do think is a low mark. So I will take Bucks, 49ers. Didn't put the teams in the graphic. Bucks, 49ers over 41.5. 49ers, both these teams, their offenses have been better than their defenses, which is why I'm surprised the low total of 41.5. The 49ers are averaging 6.4 yards per play, second best in the NFL. Their defense allowing 5.9 yards per snap over their last three games. Buccaneers offense has been slightly better than their defense as well. I don't have a lot to talk about in this game. There's not really any huge metrics one way or the other. The Buccaneers, I will throw this one out as well, not good on third down defensively. Dead last, actually, in the NFL in third down defense, which means the 49ers should be able to keep the ball in the field and score plenty of points. So I think the 49ers win this game by a significant margin. Do they cover the spread? I don't know. I would rather bet on them than the Buccaneers. But I do think the Bucs offense can at least score enough points to contribute to this over. Like I said, low total, 41.5. I think there's a few points of value there. Give me the Bucks 49ers over 41.5. I will once again be betting on the Los Angeles Rams. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this team and betting on them. I guess, like the Packers, I just value them higher than most other people do. But I will take the Rams at home, even money, to beat the Seahawks for the second time this season. Despite winning last week, the Seahawks in their past few games, probably dating back to even the Cardinals, when even they beat the Cardinals by 10, they covered, I think that was 4 weeks ago. But the Seahawks have regressed a little bit, in my opinion, from where they were at the start of the season. Over their last three games, they're 19th in the NFL in net yards per play. But the most concerning thing about the Seahawks has been their play on third down, both offensively and defensively. They are converting on offense just 31.48% of third downs. That is the third worst mark in the NFL. The Rams are converting 11% more of their third down opportunities offensively, which is the 10th best mark. And it's not just offensively for the Seahawks on defense. Their third down defense isn't bad. They're allowing teams to convert 45.45% of third downs against them. That is tied for the second worst mark in the NFL. If you don't convert third downs and first downs offensively, and if you allow other teams to do so, that's going to come back and bite you in the long run. So I'm going to back the Rams to get the job done at home coming off the bye. Matt Stafford is expected to play, thank God, because they are horrible without him. If you're listening to this late in the week, and for some reason, like I said, Matt Stafford is expected to play, if later on in the week they announce he's out, don't listen to this pick. Take the Seahawks no matter what. This offense cannot, the Rams offense cannot do anything without Matt Stafford. I think, did they sign Carson Wentz? Would Carson Wentz play if not? Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be gross. As long as Matt Stafford plays, I love the Rams in the spot. Rams, even money. At home to the Seahawks. Jets and Bills. Listen, I want to take the Bills. I think as long as they fix turnovers, I think they can be a good team. I just can't trust them, though. I'm going to take the under in this one. The mark is set at 40. I'll go under 40, Jets and Bills. Number one, let me start with the Jets. The Jets are, if you could imagine a picture-perfect under team, it's the New York Jets. Their defense actually got off to a bit of a slow start to the season, but they have awoken, and their defense is now returned to the dominant unit they were a year ago. They've allowed just 3.5 yards per play over the last 3 weeks. That's the best mark in the NFL over that stretch. They're also fifth in opponent EPA per play, third in opponent success rate. Offensively, 31st in EPA per play, dead last in success rate. Let me say those stats again. Defensively, This season, they are 5th in opponent EPA, 3rd in opponent success rate. Offensively, they are 31st in EPA, dead last in success rate. What do you want for a team that you can bet a lot of unders on? You want a very, very good elite defense, and you want a trash offense. That's exactly what you have with the New York Jets. I'll be betting unders on them moving forward until their totals are in the 30s. This one is still at 40. I will take the under there. And then when it comes to the Bills, I just can't trust their offense. Their offense seems broken. They look great one second. They turn the ball over the next second. They have to play against a tough Jets defense. I don't know. I think the spread is 6.5 or 7. I think it was 7. And I think it moved down half a point after Monday night. I can't trust the Bills. I'll take under 40 Jets and Bills. Sunday night football. It is the Vikings against the Broncos. And I will take the Broncos. I got it at -2.5. I should have bet it before Monday Night Football. I didn't. The line was -1.5. It moved up, plus with a -120 juice. I think it's actually at 3 most places. Let me see if some other sports books have posted it. Well, my internet has shut down, so I can't check. My internet just shut off. I hope this is still recording. I don't think I need internet to record, so I think I'm good there, but my internet is not connected. I've lost internet. Perfect. Do I know why? No. I'm hardwired in. I should have internet. I don't. Did I pay my internet bill this month? Questionable. I think I'm still recording, so I'm going to move forward, but I can't look anything up anymore because I have no internet. Broncos -2.5, -120. DraftKings was the only place that had it posted by the time I clicked record, so that's the line I went with. I do not believe in this Vikings team. I do not care what you say. I do not believe this team. The Vikings have Josh Dobbs at quarterback. Josh Dobbs, I refuse to believe he's good. Call me hater if you want. There's a reason he's been traded around by multiple teams. There's a reason he struggled with the Cardinals after the first couple of games. And now he's on the road playing against a Broncos defense that has improved significantly the past few weeks. They're like the historically bad defense the first like 6 weeks. And then they shut down the Chiefs in 2 games. They shut down the Packers. And then they did a good enough job against the Bills tonight. So I think the Broncos are turning in the right direction. And I'm fading the Vikings because I have no faith in them giving the Broncos -2.5, -120 on Sunday Night Football in Week 11. Which brings me to the game of the week, the game of the year. It is a rematch of Super Bowl 57. I bet on the Eagles in the Super Bowl this past year when these two teams played against each other. I'm flipping my pick for this game. I'm going to take Chiefs -2.5, -118. They're at 3 at most places. There was one sports book, I think it was BetMGM that had them still at 2.5, but at -118. Let me see if I can verify that actually. It was DraftKings. DraftKings had them at -2.5, -118. I'll eat the juice on that if I can get to the 2.5 underneath that Magic Martin number of 3. I think at the end of the day, this game comes down to defense, and I've not been impressed by the Eagles' defense this year. 19th in opponent EPA per play, 17th in opponent success rate. Chiefs are 4th and 5th in those two stats defensively. Eagles are also allowing teams to convert 42.61% of third downs against them. That is 25th in the NFL. I think the Eagles are fraudulent. They're on my top 5 most fraudulent teams this year, which pains me to say because I like the Eagles. I like Eagles fans. I like the players on the Eagles. I'll be cheering for them when my Falcons inevitably miss the playoffs. But at the end of the day, I got to trust the numbers. And this team is 11th in the NFL in net yards per play. I know they have the best record. But they have escaped with some wins that I don't think they deserve winning. So I think that comes back to haunt them a little bit. And I think the Chiefs might actually look dominant in this game. We'll see. Because I know the Chiefs have struggled offensively to score points, but they're still 5th in yards per play, 6th in EPA per play. They just are finding issues finding the end zone for one reason or another. And I think the Chiefs just win the Super Bowl again, unfortunately. So I will take the Chiefs in this one in the Super Bowl rematch. -2.5, -118. There you go. Those are my best bets for every single game on the NFL Week 11 slate. Let me just go ahead and recap them really quick. Then I'll give you my 5 best bets, my teaser, and my survivor pick. I got Ravens -3.5. -110 to the Bengals. Titans +6.5, -105 to the Jaguars. Packers plus 3 even money against the Chargers. Giants plus 10 minus 110 to the Commanders. Dolphins minus 11.5 minus 110 to the Raiders. Texans minus 4.5 minus 105 to the Cardinals. Bears 4-1 on the money line to upset the Detroit Lions. Steelers plus 4 minus 108 to the Browns. Panthers plus 11 minus 110 to the Cowboys. Buccaneers 49ers over 41.5 minus 110. Rams even money at home to the Seahawks. Jets Bills under 40 minus 110. Broncos minus 2.5 minus 120 to the Vikings. And Chiefs minus 2.5 minus 118 to the Eagles. My five best bets this week are Titans plus 6.5 to the Jaguars, Packers plus 3 to the Chargers, Texans minus 4.5 to the Cardinals, Dolphins minus 11.5 to the Raiders, and Chiefs minus 2.5 against the Eagles. So Titans, Packers, Texans, Dolphins, and Chiefs. My teaser bet. We're going to take the Dolphins down from 12, or I guess down, I guess I have them at 11.5. So down from 11.5 to 5.5. Against the Raiders, and the Steelers up from plus 4 to plus 10 against the Browns. Even if the Browns win, I mean, I said earlier, they probably, because I'm on the Steelers, are going to win by a million. But I don't think the Browns offense is good enough to win by double digits. So Dolphins down from minus 11.5 to minus 5.5 to the Raiders. We're crossing key numbers of 10 and 7 and 6 for that matter. And then Dolphins or Steelers plus 4 up to plus 10. We're crossing the key number of 6 and 7, and we're getting to the key number of 10. Survivor this week, take the Broncos. Take the Broncos on Sunday Night Football against the Vikings. The Vikings are not good. As a guy who, someone just tweeted this. This is the kind of shit that pissed me off. Over was just a horrible, about losing the over on Sunday Night Football. Over was just a horrible bet if you did research. You're right. I should do research. What was your research? The fact that primetime unders have been hitting at a high rate? Yeah. Because previous primetime under certainly, because trends unit usually predict the future. No. Broncos. Broncos are going to upset the Vikings. I was a Vikings defender all season. It's not even that I don't like the Vikings. I don't like Joshua Dobbs. I refuse to believe he's a good quarterback. And I think the Broncos are trending in the right direction in a big way. You could take the obvious picks. I mean, there are obvious picks. I mean, if you have the Dolphins this week, take them. If you have the Cowboys, take them. Take any of the big favorites except for the Commanders. I don't love taking them. And obviously, if I'm on the Lions, the Bears, I don't love the Lions. Take the Dolphins if you have the Dolphins. If you want a sneaky pick, I like the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. All right, this has been the NFL Week 11 episode of the Bacon Bets Podcast. Rate and review the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And please, if you have $5, donate to my Movember page. It is the money goes towards men's health. It's a great cause. I'm growing this disgusting mustache. The link to donate will be in the description of the podcast and of the YouTube video. Thank you all so much for watching. I love you all. Best of luck. Gambler bless. I'll talk to you all next week because the road to 272 bets marches on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.